Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek HaRachayim. We are up to Simen Reish Beis, Dinei Peiro Yisraelim, the laws governing the blessings for the fruit that grows on trees, and we are towards the end of Se'if Yud. We're speaking about someone who's eating oil because the throat is hurting, and there's some medicinal potency, koyach, in the oil. On the other hand, you can't have raw oil or pure oil because it's going to hurt you. Not you'll derive benefit from it, nor will it help you. And you're having it with bread. So before we learned that if the only reason why you're having the bread, you're not hungry, is only to accompany and to make the oil palpable, then you only make the ha'etz, which is the bracha for oil, for olive oil. Aval, however, im hu royev, if a side of you having oil, because you need to have that refuah that comes from the oil. But on top of that, you are also hungry, and therefore v'toiv lachal pas, you desire to eat the bread. Afal pi shoichal ima Hashem in l'refuah, even though you're not only eating bread. If you're hungry, eat bread. You're having bread with oil because you want to have the benefit from the oil. Here, the bread becomes the ikir. Hapas is the primary. To the point, again, that the oil becomes secondary, becomes subservient, and you don't make a bracha at all for the oil, as is the rule when you eat anything in a meal. Umevarech olea birchas hamoitzi, which means you have to wash and make hamoitzi, and automatically you're peteres as Hashemin, and you are exempt from making the bracha over the oil. Like any other foods that you have during the meal, part of the meal, as we learned way above in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin, right, that you make a hamoitzi and you're good to go. Another din, similarly, if you're mixing oil in another liquid, which is the topic of Se'if Yud, but you are also thirsty, you're having it lirafua, but you also want to quench your thirst, for hu tzamei and v'toiv lishtois, then hamashkin ikir ladivrei hakol imhim aroiv. Then you go by the roiv. In other words, they're both important. Shemen l'refuah, mashkin to quench your thirst. What's the roiv? And if the roiv, if the majority is going to be mashkin, then l'kula alma, you're going to make a shahakol for the mashkin. V'chol zeh, all of the above, concludes the Alter Rebbe, is only when it comes to shemen. That's key. Shehu mazik, because pure oil, raw oil, is detrimental to your body, and more importantly, ve'ein hanoa klal b'shisiyasei k'moy shehu. A person does not get any satisfaction by drinking it pure. In other words, it's a big rule we're learning now. When it comes to birchas hanehenin, as the Alter Rebbe is going to say right now, let's say now we know that sugar is like poison. It's mazik the body. So therefore, you don't make a bracha on it, you make a bracha on it. Because when a person eats it, they have satisfaction at that moment. You know, it's the key, the issue with oil should be by the free or eights. It doesn't do anything for you. It gives you no satisfaction when you have it raw. Aval acholin u'mashkin, but other foods or drinks, shahachich nehena mehem, that your palate derives satisfaction. It's geshmak, it's tasty. Afal pi sheim azikin v'koshim laguf, even though that they damage the body, they are difficult on the body. Still, you have to make the bracha that type of food demands. But the im ein hachech mehena mehem, reverse, what happens if you have no satisfaction when you eat it, but it's good, it helps your body also. It's very important. That's why when you take all of the medicines and all of the vitamins, if they don't have a pleasant taste, you don't make a bracha. You're taking a supplement, you're taking vitamin C, it's good for your body, doesn't matter. The birchas hanehenen has to do with the hacheich nehenem, and the palate will derive pleasure or satisfaction from it, as we will learn soon in Simen Reish Dalet, coming back to the oil. The oil, your palate doesn't derive any satisfaction. That's why, as we learned, it has to be mixed v'chulei with all of the pratim that we had in this Gevaldike Se'if Yud, God willing, to be continued.